repeat from This Heat, a remix, extended, very extended. The great This Heat. That's looking like that's it for me. Stay tuned for the Dusty Show right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon.
Hard rock, there's a distinction. It's not metal yet. 71, I think, the year. The band, evidently from New York or New Jersey, Magasco, didn't even know who they were. Did you? Somebody's played them on FMU before. Banshee, B-A-N-C-H-E-E, not Banshee. That was another band from the Midwest. This is Banshee, evidently from New York or New Jersey, but as I said, my go-to guy, Magasco, Joe Magasco, Surface Noise Joe, he didn't even know about Banshee, and he's always the guy I ask. Joe, have you ever heard of these guys? He said no. I hope you enjoyed that. I dug that one out of mothballs. I've had it for years, and you know how you let them breathe for a while if you're not really into them? Then you go back to them? Banshee. The album is Thinking. It's their sophomore effort. Marcel's here, Dale, Fuzzy, V. Priceless, some of the AccuPlaylist regular starting to check in always makes me feel secured at home. Hey, everybody. It's 3 minutes after 6 p.m. here in Jersey City. I don't know where you are. Chime in, though, on the Accu. You could even give me a call if you're so inclined. Here's the number. Take a number to Ticonderoga and jot this down. Otherwise, you're likely to forget it. It's not our usual studio phone number. We're up here in Studio B. We're getting ready for Marathon. Oh, this place is buzzing. Here's the number, 201-536-9368. I felt weird up here last week, but I'm not going to let it get to me this week. Felt strange. It sounds different in here. But then I listened to Frangry and Michelle the next night, and they were feeling weird too, so then I didn't feel so all alone. 201-536-9368 if you're so inclined. Otherwise, much to do. Clay Pigeon with you pre-marathon. Stick with me for the next hour as the TNP gets off and rolling all night long with all your favorites. Hardy White at 7. Sinner's Crossroads with Kevin Nutt. Dave the Spaz, nickname Stan. The TNP.
Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the Prime Minister of Israel, His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu.
Go. Jewish people remain passive in the face of genocidal enemies. Those days are over.
Butler's voice. Just so you know.
It may be that Iran cannot say yes to a good deal. I have repeatedly said that I would rather have no deal than a bad deal. But if we're successful in negotiating, then in fact, this will be the best deal possible to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Nuclear weapon.
Thanks.
Is this the best Beatles song ever? It's got to be one of them. Wish you could see my Revolver album. Listen to it. That's it. It's from Taiwan. I'm bragging about my found Revolver. From Taiwan. on the first label. It's a bootleg. Lots of action on the Acu playlist. I love you guys. Talking about psychedelic furs. Evidently, one of them lives up there in Woodstock. I know they recorded with Todd Rundgren up there. Todd's book, I guess it's Paul Myers' book, and I see he was on with Evan Davies. Paul Myers, brother of the actor Mike Myers of Wayne's World fame, a great new Todd Rundgren book. What's it called? I can't remember. Talking about celebrity painters making fun of Red Skelton. I don't know if you're making fun of him. Somebody said, bad paintings are an example of a life well lived. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Marilyn Manson's a pretty good painter. Who else? Tony Bennett? John Cougar Mellencamp? Pretty good painter. Do you paint? I paint a little bit. I'm not too bad. My dad was an artist. My brother's an artist. My wife is a great artist. It's so good to be here. 15 after 6. Anybody want to call me? Now's your window. 201-536-9368. My radio name is Clay Pigeon, and I'm excited about the marathon coming up. Starts next week. I think I'll be on with Ken during this hour. That should be fun. I'll be looking for you guys and hoping you can make a pledge. I always feel like I'm limping into marathon for some reason. Never do my strongest work just prior to marathon. I think it's some type of psychological thing. I got a problem. 201-536-9368. The collectives out there thinking for me. Paul Myers' book about Todd Rundgren is called A Wizard, A True Star. Todd Rundgren in the studio. That's Evan Funk Davies with that information. I got some banda music lined up here. I was trying to cover some bases this week, thinking about different types of music, types I don't play too much. Oh, wait, I got a call. Is anybody there? Dusty Show, who's there? See, it's not going to work. Why isn't it working? Phone, volume up, mono switch on, totally. Hello, are you there? Yeah, see, now he hung up right when it worked. Call me back. 201-536-9368. Not the number you're used to, but the one we're going with while we're up here in Studio B. I'm going to play this. The band is called Hermosa Experiencia. Lots of music today on The Dusty Show, and no guilt associated with that. Hermosa Experiencia. Banda music on The Dusty Show. Let's check it out now.
Estás conmigo y con tus caricias me quitas el frío y no estoy sin. coincidencia que te quiera tanto. Tú me das motivos para amarte a diario. Cuando estás cerquita quisiera que el tiempo corriera despacio. Quiero disfrutarte de pies a cabeza. Quiero saborearte todita completa. Comprar todo el tiempo que sea necesario y que ese momento se quede grabado en mí para siempre. Hermosa experiencia tenerte a mi lado.
Wayne Coyne's painting is fantastic, evidently. According to G. Lampa, D.J. Elrock is back. He was angry at me in the past, D.J. Elrock, but I'm glad you're back. I know that you're a good guy and probably a fan, I think. D.J. Elrock, welcome back to the fold. Welcome back to the Pigeon Coop. Clay Pigeon with you at 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. I don't know where you are, but it's sure been snowing here in the New Jersey, New York City area. We must have had maybe 6, 7 inches today, not trying to exaggerate. Very slushy, very icy. I got up to Vermont, too, with my wife last weekend. We love to ski. It's very expensive, so can only afford to do it, you know, 3 or 4 times a winter. Went up to Stowe. Fantastic on Mount Mansfield up there, and then and Spruce. A sunny Spruce. Have you been up to Stowe? Lovely part of the country. I was talking, Ken likes to ski. There's Scott Williams. Everybody's getting ready for marathon. Call me now. Here's your window. 201-536-9368. That's 201-536-9368. Call me. Talk to me. Help me. This is your window. Lots of stuff going on, too. I've been trying these topical shows lately, and not that it's working that well. The Supreme Court, what are they going to do with Obamacare? Are they going to trash it? My gut feeling is that they won't. I just don't really think they'll do it. Leonard Nimoy passed away. How did you feel about that? Very sad about the departure of Spock. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting from Israel. And speaking sans Obama, and a lot of the Democrats felt he was trying to trash their talks with Iran. We'll see how that transpires. Ben Carson, Republican, I believe, a presidential candidate, making some disparaging gay remarks. Maybe we'll hear those later. Something to look forward to. Not. Well, nobody's calling. Nobody's calling. It's that Alder. Oh, somebody's calling. Anybody there? Dusty Show. Dusty Show, hello. Dusty Show, I can't take it. Somebody from the station. See, maybe the whole deal is they're just hanging up on me. That's probably it. To hell with you. Let's hear this. This is going to be good.
Lady back.
United States of America clearly affirms the right of every American citizen to bear arms. And as Americans, we will not give up a single right guaranteed under the Constitution. The history of unpunished violence against our people clearly indicates that we must be prepared to defend ourselves, or we will continue to be a defenseless people at the mercy of a ruthless and violent racist mob.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass hits like every single day. May I K kick a little something for the G's, and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping, cause my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But for what?
We don't love them no.
Yeah. So we gon' blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second, now bounce to this. Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking windows, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Back, I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now these types of things happen all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. See, everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mack into this trick named Sadie.
Sadie.
She used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that trick, please raise up off these N.U.T.s, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Say, you know I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking windows, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking windows, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tangeray and a fat ass J, or some bubonic ET that made me choke. This ain't no joke, I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tangeray and ETF toe down now, but it ain't no stopping, cause I'm still popping. And Dre got some tricks from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top, cause when I get through, I got to hit the dope spot. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love him, no, I'm off the dope, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking windows, sipping on.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking windows, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking windows, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking windows, sipping on.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Violence is never justified. But seen in this context, amid a highly toxic environment, defined by mistrust and resentment, stoked by years of bad feelings, and spurred by illegal and misguided practices, it's not difficult to imagine how a single tragic incident set off the city of Ferguson like a powder keg. It is time for Ferguson's leaders to take immediate, wholesale, and structural corrective action. Now, let me be very clear. The United States Department of Justice reserves all of its rights and abilities to force compliance and to implement basic change. Nothing is off the table.
Things are screwed up in Ferguson, aren't they? Around there, St. Louis area, lots of racism, cronyism, judges getting bought off, all kinds of ugliness. Hope they can figure it out. They're talking about all the way through Missouri there. I've got friends there too. In Missouri, I grew up in Iowa, the next state north of Missouri, and love to go down there sometimes. Who's from Missouri? Ike and Tina Turner from St. Louis. Rush Limbaugh from Cape Girardeau. Harry Truman. Where was he from? I can't remember now. Joplin? That doesn't sound right. Give him hell, Harry. Holder did rock it. David says Eric Holder rocked it. Now let's hope we see some real action. Oi. The right seems to hate that Eric Holder. Too. What's the matter? Everybody's hating on everybody. Hey, I had some calls. Scotty Williams came in and helped me out, so now if you want to call, you can. Some people were trying to get through. Just a matter of a couple of buttons. Switched around. That's my specialty. 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. Now, let's see if it works. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yes, hello. Oh,
I'm so glad to hear from you. How are you?
Oh, just fine. You mentioned Harry Truman. He's from Independence, Missouri, and I've actually been there to visit.
Have you? Now, who do you know in Independence?
I don't. I went there specifically to go to the Harry Truman Presidential Museum.
Wow.
And to, like, go around town and stuff.
What's your first name?
It's Bridget.
Bridget. And you know Bryce, don't you?
I do.
And I saw...
I called last week, too.
Now,
so.
I've got a clue into you because I saw you on Facebook, and you were saying something about you'd gone to the Lyndon Johnson Library in Texas. Is this a thing with you, Bridget? You like to visit presidential libraries?
Yes, I absolutely love it. And the LBJ Library and Museum is wonderful. The LBJ Ranch is wonderful. It's so fascinating. They have it restored back to what it was like in the 60s, his living room and everything, and his three TV sets and everything, you know. So it's really fascinating.
Do you like to go to a presidential library, whether or not you were fond of the president?
Yeah, I plan on going to some of the ones out in California and the other ones in Texas.
Is that
fond of those folks?
Is Nixon's out there? Would that be in Whittier, maybe?
It's in Yorba Linda.
Yorba Linda. And Reagan, is his out there?
It's out there. I don't remember where. But apparently it's really pretty, so...
Where do you think President Obama will have his library? Will it be in Chicago?
I don't know. I mean, I know there was sort of talk about that. I would assume so. I mean, I would think he would want to have it, like, in Chicago, like the south side of Chicago or something.
How's your life going, Bridget?
Oh, just fine.
What's
the
biggest...
Got a new cat.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
A black cat? What color is it?
Yeah, black cat.
Yeah, we have two of them. I love black cats. Is it a male or a female?
It's a male.
I've heard that the male cats are a little easier to deal with, a little bit more friendly. Do you think there's truth to that?
Yeah, I guess I have noticed that. But our other cat is female, and she's really sweet and loving, so I don't know.
You love animals?
Oh, definitely.
I saw a little YouTube clip today of a dog stuck between two buildings. These things go around, these viral videos, and they had to, like, soap it up and attached all these cables to it, all these firemen. And finally, this poor little dog, they wedged it out from between the buildings, and the people I was working with that looked at it had tears in their eyes. You ever get to, you know, we complain about each other, about people, how bad we are. Do you ever just... have your heart warmed by how good people can be, just for a little dog or something like that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
You like people, Bridget?
Yeah, sometimes they get my nerves, but, you know, I guess that's normal.
Tell us why, in the long run, you believe in humankind.
I think we're all, we all start out having good intentions. I mean, as children, everyone is fairly, they see, justice very clearly. They can see through injustice and all those sorts of things, and I just think we were meant to be good. It's just, I think life gets complicated and we get our defenses up and bad things start happening and we start thinking in terms of us and them and black and white and whatever, when it's a lot more complex than that. But I just think we just all tend to be, I think our natural state is to be in harmony.
Can I ask your age?
35.
At the crossroads there.
Yeah.
I'm much older. Does 35 feel old to you?
No, not really.
No regrets? You don't wish you were younger?
No, I just wish I hadn't wasted a lot of time.
How did you waste time? What did you do, Bridget?
I don't know. Feared life, I guess. And didn't really act.
I like that. Fear of life. Boy, I can relate to that. It's crippling, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Are you leaving, Fabio's here. Fab, what mic is that over there? You want to say hi to everybody? Is it mic 3? Try that. Nah, it doesn't seem to be it. Let's try 4.
4.
Nope, that's not it.
2.
I can't just find it. Hold on, Bridget. You there now? Not nothing. Nothing, Bob. It's been that kind of day for me. Now you got that look on your face. That annoyed look. Like, oh God, I gotta help him out again. He's annoying, Bridget. I love him though. Listen to me slap him on the back. Listen to that. I'm actually hitting his back. Hey, your back's firm, Fob. I thought you might have a little, you know, like
arthritis.
Yeah, like when you have that strap across your back and there's a little Dunlop. You don't have.
What?
You're firm, man.
Is that on now?
For your age.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah. How'd you make it work?
Hey, you know, you got the magic touch.
Bridget's on. You know Bryce? Bryce's friend Bridget?
Bryce's Bridget.
Bryce's
yes.
Bridget.
I know Bridget. Yes.
He doesn't own her.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Is she like complaining that Bryce is being a
no,
bully or something?
No, she hadn't said any, and I haven't been, is it breaching or broaching the subject?
Broaching.
Broaching. That sounds wrong. Breaching,
well,
broaching.
You know, if you know the English language, then it sounds right. If you don't, then
Bridget,
it sounds wrong.
I'm guessing Fabio's not your cup of tea, but do you listen to him now and then?
Why
oh,
did
yeah.
you say that?
Have you met him? Have you interacted with him?
Yes.
What would you like to say to him that you've never said? The radio can be such a great forum for personal things like that. You got it plugged in, Fabio? Talk to Bridget for a minute.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Hi.
Are you staying out of the snow, or are you going out to play with Brycey?
I am staying in today. I'm over the snow.
Yeah, join the club.
Fab, listen to you. I get you now.
What's that?
You know, as much as I put you down for being a cold and you're
See,
actually
he's just like, you know, grasping at straws.
You're
Bridget.
Actually very warm. You fell into a very natural conversation with Bridget, whereas I always have these walls up, I think. Even my voice on there, I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
It changes from show to show.
Well, you know, when you're shallow, these things happen, and it's hard to get you know, overcome them.
I am, aren't I? Is it too late for me?
Well, you're like pushing 70 now, right?
No, I'm 50. 50. How old am I? 50? Jeez, I can't even
that
say
69?
Nah,
no.
57, man, like Heinz. And Bridget's 35. How old's Bryce, Bridget? You don't know.
I can't remember.
He doesn't want you to
I think,
say.
Didn't he have he had his 40th birthday last year, right?
Yeah, he had a big birthday last year. So.
I think that was 40.
Bryce is such a unique man. And Fabio was telling me how long Bryce has been around here, since maybe he was in high school and he had long hair, didn't you say,
That's Fab? Right, yeah. He was a teenager when he came to the station.
But what is it about Bryce that works for you, Bridget?
Well, he's, you know, a very kind person, and he also loves animals. And
tell us something about Bryce that you wouldn't perceive from listening to him on the radio. Something nice about him that he's too humble to share with people. Something sweet about Bryce to endear him to us even more.
Well, he is very talkative. That's something you wouldn't pick up on from the radio.
Mm-hmm.
which is good. I like a good conversation. He's very, very good at conversation.
What's Bryce's hometown?
He's originally
from New England.
Cerritos, California, but he moved to Randolph, New Jersey when he was 10.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess it's kind of a little bit of both, but I guess he views himself mostly as from New Jersey.
Bridget,
doesn't his family live in New England?
Just taken over. Just
They live in New Jersey now. I think they did live in New England at one time.
Hey, you asked me to get on mic.
Hey, you know what? It's hot potato time. I got to drop you both just like a hot potato because
okay.
We got to move on here. Bridget, what's your message of peace and love? As I turn up this touching Tim Story music I love, Bridget, dig deep and be sincere on this snowy New Jersey day. Maybe you need to pause for 2 or 3 seconds before you start speaking. A message of peace and love from your heart to our listeners.
Go in peace, live long and prosper.
Do you miss Nimoy already?
Yeah, I thought that was very sad.
Me too. Thanks for calling me, Bridget.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, don't be afraid of life. Don't be afraid, and I won't either, okay?
Say hi to Bridget for us.
Yeah, give Bryce a big old hug for us, won't you?
Okay. Oh, definitely, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She nice, Fop?
Yes. I like Bridget.
How you doing,
nice.
Man? I got to make this short. I got just a little window for you.
I can leave if you want.
I got I got something good coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just dropped in to say hello, and then, as usual, you were, floundering, so I figured
Well, I know what it is. I didn't do the last 10 minutes of your show with you, and you probably could barely stand that. I know
no,
you.
No, it worked out
you
fine.
Like,
I went right to the end with music like I normally
but
would.
But something was missing.
No, everything was cool.
Just admit it, man. Come on. Be nice to me.
I am nice to you.
I love you, Fabio.
All right.
What do you want to say to the listeners? Marathon's next week. What do you want to say to them?
Marathon is coming up, and we need their help. What else can we say? Without them, we are nothing.
And 2 weeks from today, 4 hours of Fabio and Clay
God,
Pigeon. I'm bringing in records, too, to help you,
I'm going to have to
man.
Put on my armor.
I'm bringing in music to help you. Just some...
Clay Pigeon will bring records to help me.
Some more commercial stuff that'll actually speak to people. not this left field alienating stuff that you tend to play.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I wish I was you, Fabio. You're so warm and relaxed with people. I'm just stiff as a new broom. I'll see you, man.
Bye.
There goes Fabio. He's a legend. Just 20 minutes left. The time goes so fast for me on the Dusty Show. Were you waiting to call in? A brief window here. 201-536-9368. Fabio, can you slam the door loud enough on your way out that they can hear it? Slam it. Here he goes. Did you hear that? We got solid doors here. I've got something lined up for you. I like quite a lot. See how long it takes you to identify it. You know it already? Megadeth.
The earth starts to rumble. World powers fall. Roaring for the heifers. A peaceful man stands tall.
Dusty Show, anybody there?
Clay, it's Steve.
Who's this?
This is Steven.
Steven, how are you? You like Steven, you don't like Steve.
Yeah, I can go either way. I'm not, and it's like it's a V, it's not a PH.
Steven, you gotta do me a favor, man. You gotta talk louder, you're not loud enough.
Sorry, it's a lousy iPhone.
Yeah, you just concentrate on being loud. What's up, Steven? What made you call? Did you just
You
sense...
know what? High praise for the pigeon.
Why is
and
that?
I called last week, but I called the wrong studio. So I'm happy that I got the right studio this time.
Oh, man, last week sucked so bad.
Well, no way, man.
Sometimes...
That sound painting that you did in the beginning of the show was masterful.
Thanks, man, but it's only like 7 minutes. I need 60 minutes of that.
Well, you know, all right,
shaving
this
cream.
Is a nice segue into the second craze here, the banter between you and the Fabio. It's just, it's unmatched.
Well,
it's fantastic listening. And look, we all know you prop that guy up. You prop him up.
Thanks, man.
And, you know, but it's
truth
listen,
to power.
It's great. We're going to be pledging hard.
Oh, man, that's good to hear. Hey, man, what's going to happen with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare? Are they going to gut it?
Hopefully not. No, I don't think they are. It's just, but it's ridiculous.
Does
it's
it
not a perfect thing, but...
Annoy you that it even got this far?
Well, you know what annoys me? That all of Congress has first-class health care. That's what should be stuck in everybody's face whenever any of these issues come up. You know what? Let's put it all on the table. Take their health care away, and let's start from scratch. Let's start with that.
Oh, man. Do you love America?
I love America.
You do?
You know what my message of peace and love is? Don't let the bastards win.
Oh, man, you sound like Kris Kristofferson. You remember... Remember when they...
Me and Dusty McGee, man.
When they booed Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, yeah.
And she came off stage, and there was old Kris Kristofferson, put his arm around her, and said, "Don't let the bastards get to you, honey."
See, I gotta get more like grizzly.
You gotta get grizzled, man. Grizzle
yeah,
out.
How grizzled, old? Grizzled, not grizzled.
How old are
That's
you?
That's a whole other thing.
How old are you?
47.
Yeah, you need to start smoking and drinking hard for the next 10 years.
Well,
go out and rub some snow on your face. You know, get it all red and don't shower for a few days.
Yeah, no moisturizer.
We're all way too clean. We're way too clean.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you gotta
man.
Let the bacteria.
Can
well,
I?
Well, can, a bunch can, of bacteria anyway.
You know, I'm trying to hot potato you because I gotta go. Hey, man, do me a favor. Do me a favor if you would. Just shout at the top of your lungs. Where are you? Inside, outside?
I'm in the car.
Can you open the window?
Yes.
Can you shout, "I love today's WFMU"?
WFMU!
20,000 miles above the ground. We'll hear the news and views from all around. Way up high there'll be a big TV show from the sky. There isn't anything that's taking place. We won't be hearing that from outer space. A great event,
the president,
the crowning of a king. A scientist who heads the list will see most everything. Some fine day we'll see a big TV show from the sky. You know the telephone and radio can tell us all the things we want to know. A new invention receives attention, a deed that's noble. The news is global as every day goes by.
The needs of the many outweigh
the needs of the few,
or the one. I have been, and always shall be, your friend. Live long and prosper.
We are assembled here today to pay final respects to our honored dead.
Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
Others?
Spock is gone. Leonard Nimoy has left the planet. Do you love Star Trek? Gene Roddenberry, Shatner, still with us. Shatner's still with us. McCoy, Scotty, Sulu, Chekhov, Uhura. Live the moment with me right now, you guys. Star Trek theme, Dusty Show. Do you like the old Star Trek episodes the best? Where did you... Gosh, some of you are so young. What were all the different incarnations? Next Generation? Deep Space? Nine? I kind of like... I have to say the new Star Trek, I like... It seems cast pretty well. I don't have a big problem with any of those characters. Is anybody there on the phone?
Yes. This is Will.
Will,
from Baltimore.
From Baltimore. Are you a Star Trek fan, Will?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Why did you call? Not about Star Trek?
I was just calling in general to say hi.
Just, you're down there in Baltimore. Do you ever go to the Fuddruckers there in Baltimore?
I have not ever been to the Fuddruckers, actually.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
31. Oh, God. Did you ever go to Hammer Jack's? I imagine that's long.
Yeah, it's now called Baltimore Soundstage.
Yeah.
The host shows there. I actually called in before and you asked me about this.
I tend to, when it comes to any given location, I've got a stock three or four questions that I, do you ever see John Waters just walking around in the street?
Yeah, I have actually, and I have friends that have gone to his annual Christmas party.
Did you ever just get slammed up against a locker by Ray Lewis? Just slammed against it.
No, I can't say that I have.
What else is Baltimore? You ever hear of that band called Kix?
Yes,
What else is Baltimore? Tell me one or two more things.
Crab cakes. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank now. I think you've hit all of the hit all the D-more stereotypes.
I'm queuing. There we go. We still got a minute or so. What do you want to tell the listeners? You're down there in Baltimore. Do you dream of being up here in New Jersey? Is it kind of a...
Not particularly. I don't know. I lived in New York for a little while, but I enjoy it down here.
You do? You like it better than New York?
Yeah, I do. It's less hectic. I mean, I love visiting New York, but it's just...
What's the most serious accident you've ever had? What happened?
What's the most serious accident?
Yeah.
Well, I've never broken any bones, knock on wood. Let me find a piece of wood to knock on. But I got stitches. I got hit with a baseball bat when I was 6 years old, and I got stitches in my forehead.
Do you love America?
Yes and no.
What's the no?
There's certain things. I love the culture and people in America. There are things that about our country that are... fundamentally broken that seem like they're not going to get fixed anytime soon.
Are you inside right now? Outside?
I am inside because there's tons of snow everywhere.
Can you throw open a window or a door?
Uh-huh.
Can you scream, I love today's WFMU?
Yeah, I'll do it right now. All right.
I love today's WFMU!
How 1, 2, 3.
Jen got a washing machine from Sears. She's done a lot of loads over the years, but now her weights aren't as white as they used to be.
Jen, is your washing machine really getting them clean?
I seen your colors
brighter before, dear. You washed a new red shirt
with your wife,
and now they're pink. Aren't they gem?
Let's go to a big appliance.
Jen, we're gonna pick you up a new washing machine. Jen is the man. He's gonna sell you dreams, Jen.
Follow your dreams, Jen. Follow your dreams.
Yo, you better follow your dreams,
Jen.
Go for it. Go for your dreams. Go for it. Go for your dreams. Go for it. Go for your dreams.
I'm gonna go for my dream. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me.
Of course I do. I like anything
that's blue.
In that case,
I've got a washing machine.
It's a
Kilmonator.
I like
yes,
blue.
Yes.
We all like
quiet,
blue.
Quiet.
But shut your mouth.
But
that showed him
yes.
Pushy salesperson.
I tapped his forehead with my cane.
Oh. I bet it smarted.
When I hit him with my cane.
People have no control over their race, for instance.
You think they have control over their sexuality?
Absolutely.
You think being gay is a choice?
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
Because a lot of people who go into prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay. So did something happen while they were in there?
Most
ask yourself
gay people
that question.
Never go to prison, and there's a whole theory of dominance.
Wait a minute. I said a lot of people who go in, come out. Are you denying that that's true?
I am not denying that that's true, but I am denying that that's a basis of understanding homosexuality.
If in fact that is the case, then it...
Oh, Ben Carson. Where do these people come from? Ben Carson.
I went into prison and I come out gay. Hey, Liberace mama, what I say? If I was gay, I'd brag about it till I die. Like Jimi Hendrix, baby, wave my freak flag high.
I love you, gay people, straight people, black people, white people, red people, yellow people. As Shatner would say, I particularly love green people. Especially the gals. It's 7 o'clock on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County. And online at WFMU.org. See you next week for Marathon Round 1, Ken and I. And then a 4-hour special with Fabio following that. Hardy White is next for A Heapin' Helpin'. A Miracle Nutrition, I love that man. Stick around for Hardy and the whole TNP to follow. Clay Pigeon saying, take care, and always remember.
It happened in the days of Ahasuerus, that Ahasuerus, who reigned over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. In those days, when King Ahasuerus occupied the royal throne in the fortress Shushan, in the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all the officials and courtiers. The administration of Persia and Media, the nobles and the governors of all the provinces in his service. For no fewer than 180 days, he displayed the vast riches of his kingdom and the splendid glory of his majesty.
Oh, hello, friends. This is Hardy White. So I've been asked by my friend to help with a Purim spiel this year. What is that? That is a play that is performed on the Jewish holiday of Purim, which it is. And so I'm going to go over now to Temple Beth Bohu and help out and meet with the folks over there. So join me, won't you? Well, hello. Hello, everybody. So Rabbi Baby asked me to help with the Purim spiel this year because I have a little experience with plays since I wrote one last week. And he thought that might be useful, my limited experience. So first of all, does anyone else have any theater or acting experience?
I do. I wrote and performed in a play for my company last year called Why Do We Care About Sales Figures in a Limited Competition Market? Lots of comic misunderstandings modeled loosely on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night.
I was in a youth production of O Calcutta.
I'm pretending to be Jewish.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I converted on the way here.
How's that possible?
Well, they got a drive-through service now. Did the hot-to-fi Dom Brit through the driver's side window. Awkward.
Okay, anyway, we all more or less know the porn story, which is found in the Megillah of Esther.
Excuse me, can I go ahead and get the Megillah Gorilla joke out of the way now?
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, that was it.
Okay, so it's pretty straightforward. We need a King Ahasuerus, mm-hmm. a Mordecai, an Esther, and a Haman.
Boo!
Boo!
Oh, very good. It's traditional to boo when someone says the name Haman. No, we were booing because you left out the eunuchs. We don't really need them on stage. We usually have eunuchs in our production, and it's because Mr. Mizrahi... He usually plays them, and he talks in this high-pitched voice, and it gets a huge laugh. All right, well, we'll get to that later.
May I interject for a moment? I think what we need to do this year is a theme.
Oh,
yes.
Very good.
Okay, people do that on Purim. It's supposed to be lighthearted. It's even a mitzvah to get a little drunk.
Can we get a jump on that?
I brought some slibovitz. Anybody?
Hit me.
I think the drinking can wait. Let's just discuss the play. I think in honor of the passing of Leonard Nimoy of blessed memory, we should have a Star Trek theme.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I imagine Ahasuerus being Captain Kirk, and Spock is Mordecai. All right.
And Esther is Uhuru.
Well, that's not bad. Who is Haman, a Klingon?
Boo!
Boo!
You're not booing Haman, are you?
No, we're booing Klingon. It's got to be a specific character.
How about Evil Spock?
What Evil Spock?
From the episode where there's two alternate realities and there's an Evil Kirk, an Evil Spock.
How about all the characters are Spock?
I love it. I think that would be confusing. I'm not going against the theme idea, but maybe Star Trek is too difficult. What's a better fit?
Lost in Space.
Danger.
No, Lord of the Rings. Haman is Gollum.
Well, so who is... Who is Esther?
Gangamit. Gnangamil.
What's her name?
Galilamai.
Well, we could look it up later. And how about the hobbits are all on their knees like Tim Conway's dwarf?
How about a Carol Burnett theme play?
Listen, this is getting a little confusing. Maybe we should just stick to the traditional form. So who will be our king? Excuse me. I have a great deal of management experience, so I think I'm a natural fit.
Fine. I would like to play a woman, please. Can I be Vashti, the first wife?
I want to be Haman because I'm Persian.
You are not.
I am, too, on my grandmother's side. Not Persian. What am I thinking? Prussian.
Well, that's...
No, not Prussian. I mean Irish.
Okay. Let's have all the characters be racial stereotypes.
Good idea. Pass the slibovitz, boyo.
I think that's a very, very bad idea.
As long as I can be Vashti.
Is that like Vashti Narada from Doctor Who?
Let's have all the characters be puns.
Or a Doctor Who theme.
Haman is the master.
And Ahasuerus is Rassilon.
And Esther is Sarah Jane.
And Mordecai is the Brigadier.
So there'd be no actual Doctor Who in it.
It's implied. Do you know that the word God doesn't appear in the book of Esther?
I did know that.
Well, think about it.
That's a good point, I guess. But let's just focus here. So we're also going to need costumes and all.
I have my own dress.
All right. Well, that's good.
I have a crown that I got at a hamburger place.
Well, that's fine. They don't need to be fancy or anything. Again, it's a lighthearted thing. It doesn't even have to...
Excuse me, though, fans. I need to go take a break for a minute.
Oh, my friends. I can't believe I got myself into this. I'm going to sneak off with the slivovitz here. Just excuse me. I'm sorry. I know it's a little early to start drinking. But I tell you what, I get so frustrated. I want to be all things to everybody. Run away. But I can't always, you know. I also told the Hindu temple I'd be over there because it's also holy. Holy Mubarak Ho. So it's got that holiday, too. I got to remember to change my tweed jacket before I go over to the Hindu temple, though. And here I am trying to work with these folks at the other temple
and trying to get their Purim spiel together. And, oh, I tell you, I just feel inadequate for all jobs. Oh, my friends, I have good intentions. All I want to really do is express myself. What does that mean, to wrap yourself up and mail yourself in an envelope overnight? No, it means to take your heart and crush it in a press and so that